are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The wait is over. The big night is here. NBA Draft 2022 is just hours away, and your Spurs will be making, as of now, three first-round picks. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Look, the wait is over. Not really. Just got to wait a few more hours, but the day is here. The day is here. The big boards are out. They're probably wrapping up now. Who are likely is going to go 1 to 10 to 9, San Antonio Spurs, and much, much more. But who is on your final mock draft board? Should the Spurs go nuts and go crazy, start trading some of the way? We're going to be diving into tonight's big night out in New York City, your Spurs and the NBA draft. And who's helping me do this? This is a guy. Let's put it out there. He's Brandon Medina with San Antonio Sports Star, okay? He reserved this date.
Yes, sir.
Months ago, Brandon.
Yes,
Brandon,
sir.
The last time first of all, thank you for hopping on back on Lock On Spurs. But you were very adamant that you wanted the day of. You said, Jeff, look, the next time you have me on Lowe's, I need day of.
Yes. Yes. I needed this because the Spurs have a game changing opportunity in front of them. This is going to shape the trajectory of our franchise that we love and care about so much for the next decade and possibly more. I mean, listen, it's not one of those things to be dramatic, but let's be a little dramatic. This is going to be a huge time for the Spurs. Not only this draft, but free agency. And I mean, there's so much going on, man. And I think with three first round picks, something's bound to happen positive for us, right? Something's bound to happen.
Something is bound to happen. Well, we're going to dive into Brandon's final big board for the Spurs at 9, 2025. We'll see what he has to say about those picks. We're also going to be discussing about, should the Spurs move up? Brandon's going to talk about that. Move down, trade everything, fire sale, and much, much more. But before we do that, thanks for listening to Locked On Spurs, free and available wherever you get cast. And with this draft night, there's only one live NBA draft show, which is never going to be enough for you. So you need to go check out what's going on at Locked On Spurs. Join me 15 minutes after our pick on Locked On Spurs on YouTube for the immediate reaction from your local expert. Subscribe now to Locked On Spurs so you know when I go live. Brendan, you're hearing all the names out there from Dyson Daniels to Mathurin to Jalen Duren and so many more. Before we get into your final big board, how do you feel? What do you think the Spurs are going to do? How do you assess the team tonight?
I think this is a massive choice with massive implications. And I think there's going to be a lot of people. I feel like, again, you could never make Spurs Twitter happy 100%. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be on the fence about some picks. But I think the number 9 pick, obviously, is the most influential to where this franchise moves forward. And you know me, man, I like drama. I'm looking at trades.
There's going to be drama tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a lot of trades. I'm looking at possibilities. There's a guy named DeAndre that's a little happy and unhappy in Arizona that I like. So, I mean, I'm just saying there's definitely choices to be made. But a name that sticks out to me, man, when we get into the actual big board is Jalen Duren's legit, dude. I'm a huge fan. He was one of the guys I mentioned months back when we first were even talking about the draft, whenever the Spurs actually found out where they were picking. I think I jumped on a few days after. And when we talked about it, Jalen Duren just 2 months ago was a possible top 6 pick. And now we're talking about him falling to number 9 for us. It just seems like a very big possibility. But like you said, Dyson Daniels, another big hooper. Shaden Sharp, another big guy. And then, of course, you have Johnny Davis the Spurs have been linked to for a little bit as well.
Well, before we get into your big board, and you give us your final one, I had a chance to talk to Johnny Davis. He told me that he enjoyed his workout with the Spurs, that he was excited, and he feels he can fit well with San Antonio. I spoke with Shaden Sharp. Interesting enough, I asked them, hey, you worked out with the Spurs, you're familiar with the Spurs, they're a young team, they're about in your age bracket. Is there anybody you want to play with should the Spurs select you? Interesting enough, Brandon, he told me, no, not really. There's nobody on the Spurs team right now he would like to play with. He just feels San Antonio will be a spot for him to showcase what he can do.
Interesting answer. Interesting answer.
Yeah, very interesting answer. Yeah. That interview I did with him is on Ken's5.com/Spurs. If you want to read that right before up to game time later tonight. I've interviewed a lot of these from Tori Eason, many more. The interesting one, though, in my opinion, is I believe it's Dyson Daniels. He told me that he had a great workout, phenomenal workout, but that afterwards the Spurs have been keeping in contact with them. I thought he really revealed a lot to me. He said that they've been asking for more information about him. How much should we take away from these workouts?
I think definitely take away as much as possible. I mean, don't read into it to where this is the pick we're taking, but Dyson Daniels on most draft boards is going one pick earlier, if not two picks earlier, to either the Trailblazers or the Pelicans. So, I mean, it's right in the ballpark of where the Spurs are going to be picking. And you look at the guy, he has that G League ability. He has that ability that, he's a great scorer, can be a great addition. And I think for him, it's a lot of upside, of high potential. And I mean, he's super young, a lot of young guys in this draft class. But I think he's very talented, man. And I think he adds tremendous depth to the Spurs already pretty deep bench. And I think he can play his way into the roster for sure. And obviously with a lot of movement and a big free agency coming up, I think it might be something to look at. And when you start talking about Dyson Daniels mentioning to you that they've stayed in contact, that's not something to overthink. You got to take that at face value. If the Spurs are staying in contact with a draft prospect, they're probably looking at that draft prospect to be taken. And I would assume Dyson Daniels is in that top three conversation for the Spurs when looking at who's on the board at that time. So I agree, man. I actually was going through some of your stuff through KSAT, and obviously, I always tell you, you're a local celebrity. You're the best in the biz. So looking at that stuff, I'm happy to hear him enjoy his workout and give a little bit more of an answer than Shaedon Sharpe did. I really believe a guard at number nine might be a little tough to get Spurs fans invested, seeing that we just took a guard last year in the draft with Primo, and we have so many guards. So I don't know, but if there's one to take, I mean, Dyson Daniels is definitely not a bad one to roll with.
He is Brandon Medina with San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M. We're talking about the big night tonight. The wait is over. NBA Draft 2022 is here. Now, Brandon's going to give us his final big board in just a few minutes, but we're just giving some overall thoughts about some of the players the Spurs have spoken with, worked out. Another one is Baylor's Sochan. He said that he feels that the play with the San Antonio Spurs will be an exciting place to go. Again, fits well with the Spurs. What I like about him, I guess, quote unquote, he's a local, quote unquote, Baylor, even though, he's I think he's a British, right? I think he's from England.
Something like that. I want to say Sochan is Polish. I want to say
Polish. Thank you. International flair.
Your boy is culture. Your boy is culture. Don't think it's just the south side of San Antonio.
The Don Pedro hit up. Yeah, I know. Yeah. International flavor right there for the Spurs. But one thing I take away from this, Brandon, is a lot of these players that the Spurs have worked at are swing guys, swing forwards, hardly any bigs, at least that were reported. And if for those who are wondering if Jalen Duran worked out with the Spurs, he is tight-lipped. In his interview, he said that he is not telling anybody who he worked out with. So I find that very interesting. But a lot of swing guys, that's just the nature of the beast right now because the draft is so heavy, swing guard, swing forward type players.
Yeah, I think the NBA as a whole has become very swing heavy, especially with bigs. Obviously, you want to be able to spread the floor. The old way of doing things from the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s has really completely changed on its head. And if you can't shoot or at least hit the mid-range jumper and you know, pass and play make, you're just not going to be in this lottery conversation as a big man, unfortunately, unless you're an absolute powerhouse like a Jalen Duren. And so you look at it, I think that's the nature of the beast moving forward, and you can argue whether it's better or worse for the league, but that's definitely where the league is and probably where the league's going to be going moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. There, so many players have worked out with San Antonio, heavy, heavy swing guys, guards as well. But we'll be talking about that and more on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But up next, Brandon's going to give you his final big board. What are the names that he wants to see? His top three names that are on his big board that he would love to see wearing that Spurs uniform next season. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Arcade 1-Up. Now, Brandon, you're old enough to remember this. I'm old enough, definitely old enough to remember this. But remember the old NBA Jam video game?
Classic.
You used to put a quarter. Yeah, the classic, the boom shakalaka, the bobblehead look. It's back. It's back. The one and only NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1-Up, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back to you, but they've made it bigger than ever with the, wait for it, Shaq Edition machine. People are obsessed with NBA Jam, and I'm thrilled to tell our listeners you can once again play hoops with an NBA legend in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court, set the ball on fire in one of the first sports games to ever feature real and digitized NBA licensed teams. No fouls, no free throws, no quarters required. Compete with friends and family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from arcade1up.com. That's arcade, the number one, up.com for an estimated early September ship date. Arcade 1-Up is the place for fun. They got even more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at just $399. Look, check this out. They're giving away an NBA Jam Shaq edition to a Locked On listeners. To enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave, go to arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade, the number one, up.com/lockedon. You got till July 8th to enter to win this awesome machine, NBA Jam Shaq Edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. Who are you going to play with? We're back with Brandon Medina. He is with the San Antonio sports star, and he's probably entering his name to win that NBA Jam console, aren't you?
1,000%. 1,000%. For sure.
What was it? It was David and Sean Elliott, right? Those were the only options?
Yeah, I believe so. David and Sean Elliott. But listen, David was a monster in that game.
He was a monster in that game, yeah. Okay, I'm having a little bit of Mandela effect, though. Why do I remember Rodman or Avery Johnson as an option?
I'm almost positive Avery was. I was going to mention it, but I didn't want to sound off. I didn't know if that was going to make sense, but I'm almost positive he was. It's not the full Mandela effect, but the fact that you even mentioned the Mandela effect, I love you for it because I'm obsessed with the Mandela effect and wild theories like that.
All right. Well, let's put something wild out there right now. That is your finals. Brandon Medina, Spurs, big board, NBA draft 2022. Brandon, take the mic away. Who are your names? Who are your top three names with the Spurs on the board that you want to see them wearing that Spurs draft day cap?
Okay, can I give a few names out there and then my final pick?
Am I able to do that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So first out the gate at number 9, Jalen Duren. I mean, he's physical, athletic, 6'11", 250, has the most NBA-ready body and a wingspan of 7'5", has the playmaking, the passing, shooting upside with the mid-range. If Jalen Duren played one more year, even maybe two, we're talking about a top three kid with DeAndre Ayton level height. I think the comparison of a Blake Griffin, young Dwight Howard, Andre Drummond, just a dominant big man is very, very much worth it. And I think the upside for Jalen Duren is why he is my pick at number 9. I truly believe you're going to get the big man we need. A lot of people have been asking for a power forward. I think this guy is definitely more of a center, but is a necessity to this team and is going to work so well, especially with his playmaking vision with DeJounte and others. And so I like him. Now, obviously, you talked about it. Jeremy Sochan is similar to Spurs great Boris Diaw, I think, mm-hmm. in my eyes, or Kyle Kuzma-esque. Can guard multiple positions, has handles. And here's one thing to keep out a look at. Me and you have talked about this multiple times, and I've jumped on the show with you. He's had 18 transition assists, and the Spurs need transition offense help. So that's a big one right there. And then the other one that I really like for this number nine pick, and it should come to no surprise, this dude is an absolute monster, one of the youngest in the draft. AJ Griffin is an absolute hooper, has knockdown three-point shooting, athletic, great movement, one of the best step backs in college, and just super confident. And so for me, he has a ton of upside. He'll need help on defense, but I think his floor is Robert Covington, and I think his ceiling could be possibly Jimmy Butler-esque. So I really think this kid is talented, but those are mine. If I had to choose, Jalen Duren's my guy, and a second choice to me would either be AJ Griffin or Jeremy Sochan, but I think AJ Griffin definitely would be more star power as far as all-star level. But you know, you talk about it, man. You interviewed Tari Eason and you interviewed Johnny Davis. Mm-hmm. Tari is versatile and physical too. I think a name that the Spurs have been linked to is OG Anunoby, and he's very similar as far as scoring, the steals, the blocks. I mean, on all ends of the spectrum, he's a great player. And then Johnny Davis, you're talking about a kid that could possibly be Jalen Brunson level. I mean, just an absolute hooper, can create his own shot, all that stuff. I just think both of those guys might fall towards the teens, and so I wouldn't want to take them in number nine. So number nine for me is Jalen Duren.
All right. All right. So to recap one more time, your number one is Duren, right?
That's number one. That's my number one.
That's option. Your number one pick. Okay.
Now, option. In a perfect situation, that number nine pick becomes DeAndre Ayton. That's my thing.
I see what you're saying. You want to flip it, right? Basically. Yeah,
I would love to flip it for DeAndre Ayton, and you add in a Jakob if needed. You add in whatever the case, even if you package like this number nine, the 25, and Jakob, DeAndre Ayton, we know what he is. We don't know what these draft prospects are going to be in the NBA. DeAndre Ayton is one of, if not, you can make a case for the one of the best big men, at least in the Western Conference and in the league. So, I mean, that's a huge necessity for the Spurs. So I would like that, but I think you're going to get a budding superstar with Jalen Duren. So either way, I truly am happy as long as it's one of those two guys.
Right. Right. And in your last two picks, let's say not just straight draft. I know you said Duren, and who was number two again?
Number two for me would have been AJ Griffin. If we're talking number nine, okay. But when it comes to the number 20 pick, I don't see why we shouldn't just move up, brother. We're already at 20. Let's move up. A lot of the names I just mentioned, Tari Eason, Johnny Davis, Jeremy Sochan, and you have Blake Wesley, Malachi Branham, that we've been interested in.
A lot of those Ochamp guys, out of the Ignite. Yeah.
A lot of those guys are going to be available at 17, 16, 18, 19. Move up. There's no need to wait till 20 unless you truly believe these guys are going to fall. But I think, you know, Tari might be the best choice out of all of those guys. I think Eason would fit extremely, extremely well. And I think you're talking about a guy that's physical and versatile. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 17 points a game. He had about almost seven rebounds, two steals and a block during his play. You are talking about a stat stuffer. You're talking about the OG Anunoby comparison, a Marcus Morris physical type dude. I like that, and that's what I want. And so if he was to slip, great. I just don't think he is all the way to 20. So I would like that. But if you're talking just straight up waiting at number 20, the potential for a player, I think, does not get better than a Blake Wesley or a Malachi Branham. I think both of those guys have huge potential. Blake Wesley's a little raw, but is super physically gifted. Whereas Malachi, I think you could get a great value Chris Middleton if he was to put it all together. I mean, the three-point shots there, playmaking upside, high motor, highly efficient with offense. And me and you both know the Spurs need help with scoring.
Yes, they do.
And the dude is an absolute walking bucket. So Johnny Davis is one of those guys that's going to go pretty quick after the Spurs make their move, I assume. And I think he's probably going to go to the next pick with the Wizards, especially after hearing about the Bradley Beal news that he's not going to be re-signing, it seems. And so I think the Wizards are going to be taking Johnny Davis. And I think if you're talking about just a straight bucket getter, highly office, offensively efficient, I think Malachi is a great pick, if not Blake Wesley, if you want to take a chance. Right. So those would be my number 20 picks, but I don't see why we shouldn't move up in general.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But by the way, Blake Wesley did say that he did a workout with the Spurs. So the Spurs obviously have him on their radar. For me, I'm actually going Williams, my big board. Williams would be my pick. The big man out of, I always forget where he's at. Mark Williams.
Mark Williams. Out of Duke?
Duke. Thank you. Mark Williams, then Durin, and then either like, it's like 3A and 3B. Soshan, if he's there, or Eason. I think I'd be good with that. That would be my big three.
Do you want Mark Williams with the number 9 pick or at that?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he'll be there at 9. I think he just does a little bit more than Durin. Durin seems to be more of a project on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Offensively, I think he's just too much, and the Spurs need scoring. I think Mark Williams can do a little bit more on both ends of the court now than Jalen can.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those who have ESPN Plus, I know they just put out their last big board, I guess, one of the last big boards, and they have Mark going at number 15. So they have him falling.
Wow. So he fell. Wow.
So and they have Jalen Duren going to the Spurs. But when you talk about it, if you want both of those guys, and you want to just go straight Twin Towers, two big men and set it up, which I don't think would be a bad decision. I think we need big men. And I think we need guys like that. And so if you want a package deal at number 9 for, let's say, an Ayton, and then you want to tie in a Mark Williams or a Tyree Easton or whoever, that's going to be available. And that's what I'm saying. At that number 20 pick, I don't see why we would stay pat. I mean, you have 20 and 25. You could easily flip that into one of those and then possibly get a second round pick on top of it or something. So I don't see why we would stay pat at number 20, but your boy Mark has definitely moved into the teens, so that's something to keep an eye on, as well as Malachi. I know he's at like 18-2, and then you have Blake Wesley up there with the Spurs as well, I think is a lot of people projecting. So we'll see, but that number 25 pick is the one that I think is going to get moved. The Spurs are just not going to take three players. I just don't see it happening. There's too much value with these picks, and we've talked about it before. I think the NBA front offices overvalue these picks than I think you probably should. I think they're well worth their weight in gold to trade because it's the new shiny toy and the potential of getting an all-star. But at 25, there's not any DeJounte Murray in here. There's there's no late pick Derek White that I think is going to be incredible in the late 20s, mid-20s. So that's what I'm saying. The only person that sticks out to me is, of course, young Joker, Nikola Jovic.
Yes.
I mean, the dude is awesome. I would really love to have him on the roster, whether that means making another trade with our second round pick and moving another piece. I just really think this guy has awesome potential. And I mean, you're looking at a very, to go back to a Spur player that many remember, Kyle Anderson type.
Yeah, Kyle Anderson definitely. Yeah. But well, hold that thought, Brandon. When we get back, we're going to wrap up this episode of Lockdown Spurs. I'm going to mention Jovic in just a few minutes to Brandon. And Brandon's going to grade how Lockdown Spurs did on a recent NBA mock draft. And yes, Jovic was involved. So, yeah, stay tuned. And, Brandon Medina will be right back. We're back with Brandon Medina. He's with San Antonio Sports Star. And he's going to put me on the hot seat right now. He's going to grade how I did in a recent NBA mock draft here at the Locked On NBA Network. All right, so we're up against the clock here, Brandon, so let me just tell you briefly and I get some final thoughts on tonight's big night out in Barclays Center, New York City. So with the number 9 pick, Locked On Spurs in the mock draft selected Jalen Duren out of Memphis. Your thoughts?
Nice. That's exactly what we need to do. That's my pick. I love it.
Okay. With the next pick, the number 20, Locked On Spurs and Locked On Hornets made a deal. I moved up in the draft.
The number 13?
I traded to number 15.
15, okay.
Yeah. I traded away the number 20 pick and Jakob Poeltl.
Wow.
To the Hornets, well, in this case, the Locked On Hornets, for the number 5, their number 15 pick, and Kelly Oubre. And with the number 15 pick, I selected Nikola Jovic out of Serbia.
Wow.
All right. Wow. And then okay. I couldn't move number 25. But with 25, and I was shocked that he was on the board in this mock draft, I selected out of the G League Ignite, Jaden Hardy.
Wow. Yeah. I'm very surprised he was there as well. I love the Jaden Hardy pick. I think it's a fair one to make, especially that late. You get a really good young guard that can make this offense a lot more attractive and better and put in position. I will say though, Jovic at 15 makes me nervous because you're really putting all the eggs in one basket on that potential. Because I know in most mock drafts he's going.
But that potential is sick though.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's out of control.
So one of my favorite players growing up. That not many people I think showed enough respect to was Hedo Turkoglu. I loved Hedo Turkoglu, mm-hmm. And I think this is a very grown big man version of that. That's why I mentioned Kyle Anderson. He runs the floor well, very point forward type, and has crazy potential. You're right. So number 15, I could see it happening. I think it'd be a surprise. I think a lot of people see him going a little later in the draft, mm-hmm. but I like him, and I would give that overall draft right there that you made a solid B right there. I think that's solid. A very well done draft. Jalen Duren, you'd hit a home run. Jovic is one of those guys, if you take him early and he pans out, then you just are the smartest GM in the business. And I think when you look at your 25th pick with Jaden Hardy, I think that's a definitely safe pick where he's going to come in, put in some minutes, mm-hmm. and get some buckets. So overall, well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So get some final thoughts on tonight's big night from Brandon Medina. All right. Kind of a buy or sell, or in this case, just kind of a rapid fire Q&A.
Let's do it.
Do you expect the Spurs to be big players tonight at the draft, either moving up, moving down, or trading away picks for perhaps established NBA players? How active do you expect the Spurs tonight to be?
Extremely. I would bet the house that we see at least one big trade. And when I say big trade, I mean a player coming to the Spurs or us moving in to the lottery again. So I definitely expect a lot of movement. You have a lot of opportunity there with possibly Ayton. You have John Collins, mm-hmm. has been linked to the Spurs. And then our boy that I always mention every single time I'm on this damn show, Miles Turner is also
Miles Turner. Yep.
So there's a lot you could do. I would hate to lose that number 9 because I firmly believe Jalen Duren can be an all-star in the future and has a lot to work with. But you have that number 20. You have the number 25. I think the Spurs will definitely be making moves, and the phones will be ringing at the Spurs front office for sure.
I'm going to name drop real fast right here, Brandon. So I spoke to ESPN's Jay Billis.
Okay.
I asked him, you know, about the Spurs at number 9, and we talked about Jalen. And he said right now, Jalen can provide defensive impact a la Bam Adebayo.
Oh, I love it. I have my comparison sheet. Like, I made comparisons. And Bam is there. I had Hassan Whiteside, Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, and early Dwight Howard. All very similar, mm-hmm. types of just defensively skilled. I think he has more than just that, though. I think we're underestimating what he can be because he got a lot more comfortable with his mid-range. So I'd assume, mm-hmm. a lot more of that prime Blake Griffin, LA Clipper Showtime stuff. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And at 19 years old, were you just as ripped as he was? Jalen? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I think Jalen and me have very similar body types in general. I just like tacos a lot more, so you can't see this better.
Well, you're more the stocky ripped, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you know, you're built like Zion. Zion is like just like Zion, like that hefty big.
I'm built like Zion. I love it. I'm getting that tattoo and putting on my gravestone.
Hey, you know, maybe I should put it like this. Preseason Pelican Zion.
Preseason Zion. Yeah, that's Medina.
Was thick and just built like a truck. Mm-hmm. Duke, but Zion was, I mean, just a freaking nature, but that injury really set back his training.
Yeah. One thing I know to mention for the listeners is a name that I would hope drops. And if it's on the board, I really, really don't think it would be. I don't see why it would be, but if we've seen crazier things happen, if Keegan Murray drops to number 9, which again, huge, what if, I don't see it happen. I think the Pacers would probably take him, but if he drops, that is a legitimate budding all-star. I mean, Keegan, mm-hmm. Murray to me is very Pascal Siakam-esque. And he's just super versatile. So I'd be happy with Keegan or Jalen Duren. I just think Jalen seems a lot more legit and a lot more, you don't have to get your hopes up. It probably is going to be there. So I just want to make sure people know I haven't forgot about other players besides him. Again, Dyson Daniels, you talk to, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just think Jalen would be a huge, huge get for the Spurs. And the Spurs are getting younger and they're getting more entertaining, man. This is definitely going to change from your Theos and Theas Spurs team that maybe had a little bit, quote unquote, boring pace of play. This is going to be an exciting roster.
One final question before I let you go. Should Spurs fans pump the brakes as far as who the team selects at number nine? Not to say it's not going to be a good player, because it's a top 10 player. You assume is going to be a good player.
Yeah.
But whoever they pick, it's not going to be a franchise changer, is it?
Don't pump the brakes, pump the expectations.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to put it. I think whoever you take, a top 10 pick does not need to be in Austin. They need to be on the roster.
Why do I suspect that's coming, though? Even if they get Jalen, they're going to be going to Austin.
Jalen is so big, bro. There's no, like, he is NBA ready yesterday. I mean, the dude is a monster. I don't know why we would send a top 10 pick to Austin, but then again, we just sent what, an 11 with Primo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? I just think Primo was definitely more potential and that boom bust of like, hey, this is the youngest kid in the draft. Let's take him. So he needed to get a little bit more understanding of the game. Whereas I think anybody else we take, although they're young, I think a lot of these guys are very NBA ready. So hopefully, I don't want to see anybody in Austin. I want to see our top 10 pick at least be in the roster, be in the motions, get some game time. So I think just pump the expectations. Don't expect an all-star. But I think if we take Jalen Duren, AJ Griffin, Keegan Murray, any of those three names, I think it's not dramatic to say year three we're talking about getting some all-star votes.
You know, the Spurs definitely do want a franchise changer. They should just simply draft Brandon Medina from San Antonio.
That's what I'm saying.
They should just go that route.
Out of Southwest High School and Texas Tech University. I mean, the boy's ready to put up some hoops. Now, I'm only going to be able to run down the court about three times, but I'm ready to roll.
He is Brandon Medina right here on Locked On Spurs, getting you ready for tonight's big night. NBA Draft 2022 is here. By the way, should be also a fun night away from the Barclays Center. The NBA announced yesterday that they're having a drone light show. And what's going to happen is these drones are going to like form the draft cap of every player selected. And then with their name and in drone form floating above New York City.
That's bougie. So, I like that.
A little bit too much. That's too much for me. It's too much.
I think they should do that for every single pick of anything. That's awesome. I love that. That's great.
Your day job should do a drone light show for you when you walk into the your office.
Yes, yes, please. I'm going to make sure I talk with all the directors and make sure we get that passed.
Brandon, tell everybody how they can chat with you and give you their thoughts on what you have to say about the Spurs at draft night tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to get my thoughts or absolutely tell me that I'm the worst at this stuff and picking these picks, because maybe none of these picks pan out, you can follow me on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff with SA Sports Star continuing moving forward. I know I have, I'm a big UFC guy, so I'll be covering the Amanda Nunes fight in Dallas upcoming here soon in July as well. Obviously, I'll be covering all the good old Spurs stuff going on, especially in free agency as we start getting into all that. So anything NBA, UFC, of course, wrestling, soccer, all that good stuff, you can hit me up at Big Poppy Brennan M on Twitter. And just let Jeff Garcia know that, you talked with me and he'll definitely get you on Lockdown Spurs, because, I have that pool nowadays.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, he has that pool. He definitely has pool. Yeah, there's only certain people that have an open invite to Lockdown Spurs. You're definitely one of them.
I was able to reserve my
appearance. He reserved this show months in advance. So, Brandon, thank you for taking time and hopping on Lockdown Spurs. And I'm not going to do it again like I did last season with the Spurs at the draft. I swear to you, I have to dig through the archives. But it was the Lockdown Spurs 2021 draft, preview, prep, what have you. And I remember, I forget who the guest was. And I remember telling the guest, they have the 11th pick the highest pick that they had since Tim Duncan. And I remember saying, there's no way they can screw this up, can they? And then, you know, the primo pick happened. And then everybody was like, you jinxed it. You jinxed it. Now you fast forward. Obviously, you know, so far it looks like maybe it was kind of a good thing they did. But they can't screw this up, can they, tonight? No way, right?
Well, let me ask you. Do you think we'll see a primo surprise? That's what I call it nowadays.
Yes.
That's my little way of calling it, is the primo surprise. Yes. Do you think we'll see something like that?
Yes, I think I would not be surprised if that happens.
We'll see a Jovic at number nine, and then like, yeah. What the hell's going on?
Jaden Hardy at nine, like what?
Oh no, don't tell me that. That's not what I need. I'm already stressing out enough, man. I don't need that stress in my life. Number nine needs to be Jalen Turin if he's available. if it's anybody else, I'm logging off of Twitter and I'm deleting my account.
That scream you'll hear from the Barclays Center to San Antonio will probably be Medina if they pass on Jalen tonight. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and now on YouTube. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. But the first picks of the Ultimate NBA mock draft have been made. Search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey sports experts, the draft experts of the Locked On NBA Big Board. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. So for Brandon Medina, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.